Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. In my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, I talk about these four seasons of life. And one of the seasons is called the run season. And it is where there's more work than your ability, but you're participating in a loaves and fishes miracle. And
that's right.
And doesn't make sense. And some people have emailed me and said, oh, I can't even tell you what a relief it is because some people judge me, but I know I'm just participating in the fruitfulness of where he has me right now. So say a word about that, because from the outside looking in, people are still going to be tempted to judge, to go, you're just crazy. But you're on a crazy adventure, and you're saying yes to God. It is going to excite jealousies and the curiosities of others, no?
Well, I think that, you know, when you get to step into what God's doing, there's a current there. It's like suddenly you find yourself swimming where there's this current and you go, wow, I am swimming like, you know, Michael Phelps here. I mean, I did not know I was this strong a swimmer. Well, you're not that strong a swimmer.
Yeah.
But you're in God's current. And so, you know, you're swimming like a champion because you're in the will of God. And I do think there's an ease to that. That's not to say that you don't get tired, but there's an ease to that. You mentioned Sheila earlier, and Sheila Walsh is basically my big sister. We tease and tell everybody that we were split apart at birth, and we're very, very close. And we were together last weekend. And Sheila was really sick. She had bronchitis and was speaking at this big event, hadn't slept, was exhausted, had all this stuff going on. And, you know, I've been traveling with Sheila for at least 10 years now, so I've heard her speak hundreds of times, literally. This may have been one of the most anointed times I've ever heard her talk about who God is. And yet, absolutely exhausted, she barely had any voice before she walked up on stage, and she opened her mouth, and it's like the Holy Spirit fell out. And we were just talking about, you know, we're so quick to the verses that so many of us have known since childhood, like that He is strong in our weakness. You know, we tend to go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's just one of those poster verses. No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And I just watched her be so powerful, not because Sheila was so great, but because God in her weakness made himself great. So I think for anybody who looks at somebody who's kind of swimming in the current and goes, golly, I wish I could have a life like Susie's. Well, you know what? Jump in the river.
Mm.
Trust God enough to take a leap of faith.